It's here and now. This week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a state ban on hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the practice of injecting chemically laced water into rock to release natural gas and oil. This was after a state report found environmental and health risks. Now, some officials in the economically depressed but gas-rich southern tier of New York State were outraged. Not Susan Skidmore. She's mayor of Elmira, New York, less than 10 miles from Pennsylvania, where there's been a huge fracking boom. So, Mayor Skidmore, start there. You're opposed to fracking, even though the Pennsylvania boom was good for Elmira's economy.
Let me just say first that it doesn't really matter what I think. As an elected official, I should be responding to the constituents who elected us to our offices and as well as other people in this area. But we saw some financial improvements in 2011, and when the price of gas dropped, they closed up shop and disappeared almost in 24 hours. And as you say, we're more like 5 miles from where my office is to Pennsylvania, and the man camps that they built down in Pennsylvania to house all the people that they brought here, now that the bottom has fallen out, they've moved away, the housing market here has crashed. Prices had increased until the man camps came in, but those prices never came back down to normal, say, for the local people. So we have issues with homelessness. We had issues with the people that came. They didn't have any health insurance, and they overran our hospitals. And that's all money that's left back on our local taxpayers to pay.
So you're saying what a lot of economists have said, that there might be a boom, but there will be a bust if you have fracking. But what about the environmental things that you saw? I understand you went to Horseheads nearby, where silica is brought in by train and then trucked into Pennsylvania. It's used in the fracking process.
Right. The silica blows around. It's on the ground. It's in the air. You know, once it gets into your lungs, it doesn't come out. And it's one of the rail yards that they use here in Elmira is right next to our largest park, and we've been rebuilding that. It's a historic park. It's Eldridge Park, and on some days you go down there, you can't even see the roads or the lines in the roads because of all the silica.
Silica can, if it gets into the lungs, lead to lung cancers. You said you saw piles of it floating around.
Right, and the rail yard is right behind residential houses. So yeah, it's not only here in the city of Elmira, but once it gets deposited from the rail cars into the facility in Horseheads, then they place that onto trucks to take it out, which also go through residential neighborhoods and through residential streets and back out onto the highway, back down to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Look, you've said that it doesn't matter what you think, that you are supposed to represent the people who put you in office, but we understand it's pretty split. Like, there's a 50-50 split in town.
Oh, it's a huge 50-50, and it just depends on, yeah, it's gender-based, it's age-based, it's also what your economy wants and how they feel about it. But here in Elmira, we do have an awful, within the city limits here, we have a large proportion of people that are totally against the fracking. And quite frankly, you know, I can only speak to what I know and what I see. And I think that the health issues outweigh any prosperity, because if you don't have health, prosperity doesn't mean a thing.
But do you have some sympathy for people who wanted to use their land for fracking? We know Elmira is a beautiful town, beautiful state, but there are pockets of depression and some people want to be able to sell their farms.
Yeah, and I do have sympathy for those farmers, but we're also, in some cases, we have the farmers that need to have some sort of income, and we have, so they want to lease their land out, and we have farmers that want to protect their income because they sell holistic food and they can't. So it's really, and there again, this is a huge thing for upstate New York with organic farming, microbreweries, all those kinds of things. You need to have clean produce in order to make your food and deliver it to market. And they're not able to because they are losing that certification of being organic because of the location to fracking.
Susan Skidmore, mayor of Elmira, New York, on this week's ban on fracking announced by Governor Cuomo in New York. Mayor Skidmore, thank you.
Thank you for calling me.
Well, let's bring in now a farmer who is for fracking, Cub Frisbee, a dairy farmer in Tioga County, just east of Elmira, also about 10 miles from the border with Pennsylvania, and part of a group that's been pushing for fracking in New York for years. And Cub, you dispute that there are as many concerns about fracking as the mayor said, but what would you say to state officials about how fracking would be beneficial?
Well, I think as private landowners, anything that helps defray the high cost of taxes that New York currently has would help every landowner, whether you have guests on your property or not. Just by having the extra revenue source would help defray the total cost of the assessments across everybody's property. So that would help everybody negate the high cost that New York already charges us.
And we know you went to Pennsylvania, as we said, not a long drive to Bradford County there. What did you find?
I decided just to go in a one-man band, go to Pennsylvania, talk to farmers, introduce myself as a farmer in New York State, in Tioga County, New York State. And I asked, in one afternoon, I talked to 17 different farmers. Not everyone was in an operating unit, but of the ones that were, not one of 17, not one was unhappy that gas had come to Pennsylvania.
Well, and that could be because, didn't you say that their farms look better? You know, their equipment look better.
The difference between Bradford County, Pennsylvania, and Tioga County, New York, is literally a fence post line. The topography is the same. The farmers know each other. The weather is the same. We all have a lot of water to contend with. And Pennsylvania has jumped into it, and they've made some mistakes, but they've fixed them. And that's the part that annoys me the most, is that people forget what a great country this is. And when mistakes are made, we have the capacity in this country to fix anything that gets broken.
Well, but it could be that some of the problems that are still happening, you can't see. I mean, you can see brand new equipment, and one would forgive a farmer for wanting that. But there are serious problems in parts of Pennsylvania because of leached water and air pollution in some areas across the country. Aren't you worried about what you can't see?
One of the most sacred things we have is our land and our water. Next to our family, it's the most important we did. I'm on a fourth-generation farm. And the last thing I want to do is decimate the property that I own. I want to pass it on to my kids or to someone else and keep it in better shape than I took it. But, you know, fracking has been in Texas for 40 to 50 years. They have 100,000 operating wells. And if there was mass issues of health in Texas, we'd be reading about it in the paper. And they've had 5 decades of gas drilling in Texas, and we're not seeing anything out of the press.
Well, but again, this report looked at fracking in both Texas and Pennsylvania and found casing and cementing failures, again, in these wells and holding pits for the contaminated water that's used in fracking that led to contamination.
And a lot of those were single case wells, one line of steel and one line of concrete. In New York's regulations, they would have three cases of steel and 3 cases of concrete. So they realized that was an issue. And again, as I say, when they find problems, they fix them.
Well, so there was the fracking decision this week, but then there was also a decision from a state board that rejected casino proposals for the southern tier of the state where you are. They okayed a casino up north in the Finger Lakes. And we're reading a lot of people in your area disappointed. They thought a casino would be the answer to some of the economic problems. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we're feeling like we're left out. And I know the papers there. Certainly Tom Libous, who's been a longtime senator, Republican senator from Binghamton area, he's been pushing for fracking, and he's been pushing for that casino update for years and years. And to have them both whammied in one day has certainly got to be tough on him.
Cub Frisbee, dairy farmer in Tioga County in the southern tier of New York. Cub, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute. It's the end of the year, and that means we're losing another crop of interns, and it was a bumper crop. Tom Flanagan is a Loyola University grad. He wants a job in TV. We're talking to you, Food Network. Taffy Mukanyadze is graduating with a master's in journalism from Boston University. Scared of you. Look for her long-form magazine reporting when she gets a job. Then there's Harvard undergrad Molly Roberts. Molly, sorry about that time I asked you to go to my car and didn't explain the alarm, and you set it off and almost got arrested. Molly is heading to an internship at the Washington Post. Hey, is no one going to radio? Yes, Tufts grad James Pouliot. He's actually snagged some work already. Congratulations to all, and thank you all so much. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. Robin Young, Jeremy Hobson, Here and Now.